Alei Shuru Chelek Beis, Daf Kuf Chaf Beis, in the middle of the page. Nesakem Bazeh. We'll conclude as follows. HaTorah Mashlimais Shi'ur Ko Maaseh Shel Adam. The Torah overall completes a person's stature. Esek HaTorah Mashlimais Seichel Adam. The first level is that involvement in Torah perfects a person's mind. Al-yadei ha-eisek ba-Torah lishma, when a person is involved in Torah lishma, magi adam lishlemus ha-tzorah ha-neshis shelo. Based on the Rambam that we learned, a person reaches the completion of his human form as follows. Ha-moinea me-averois ve-manila mitzvois. What prevents him from averois and what motivates him to mitzvois, eino oide davar mi-bachutz. It's no longer something on the outside. In the analogy, we use the reins and the bit. It's no longer something imposed from the outside, like a reward for an anticipation of reward or fear of punishment. So it's not something from the outside, it's something that is driven from the inside, it's generated on the inside. And then that fullness of form, of the human form, straightens and corrects all the midos. That's really a summary of what we've been saying thus far. Then in the previous chapter, in the previous paragraph, we discussed about the fact that the practical mitzvahs sanctify the body. And we said there are two classes or two categories of mitzvahs. Yesh mitzvahs achodreis lifnim yoseh shel ha'adam. Some mitzvahs penetrate the inside of the person, particularly the mitzvahs that have to do with eating. It goes into the person, the matzah, the korban pesach. Yesh mitzvahs haseve voice isoy. But other mitzvahs that envelop the person, and place him in an environment of kedusha, like sukkah, for example. Then we said mitzvah achas yesh shehin yesa atzmo v'zeroi shel adam. There's one mitzvah that has become part of his body. Ois beris kodesh. We learned that passage in Menachos that speaks about David HaMelech. Hi ha-koivas kedushas gufo shel adam yisrael. That's a mitzvah that just determines the kedusha of the person's body. V'areikan kumah shlema. By that, a person achieves his full stature. Shlemus asechel, shlemus hamidos, kedusha saguf. Perfection of mind, perfection of behavior, and the sanctity of the body. Lefi darkenu ischalu b'Torah v'siyam b'vis. The path we've been following began with Torah and concludes with Bris Milah. Chayei ha-klal Yisrael v'chayei ha-prat matchilim b'vris u'mamshichim b'Torah. In the life of Klal Yisrael and in the life of the individual, it's the opposite. It starts with the bris and continues with the Torah. So for the individual, it's obvious. A person is born, bris milah. Only later does he start learning Torah. For Klal Yisrael also, it begins with bris milah between Avraham Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then continues towards the Torah. That's the path. Mitzad zeh, so from this perspective, ha-bris kodesh yaschalas adam. Bris Kodesh is the beginning of becoming fully a human being of stature. Ve'im ha-Torah nehyeh adam shelem. And with the Torah, then becomes a complete human being. Navil le'siyum perek zeh davar nifla me'Zohar HaKadosh. So to conclude this chapter, we're going to cite wonderful passages from the Zohar as follows. Tani Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Zaka'in inun Yisrael. Yisrael are Zaka'in, they've merited, they are fortunate. The Kutcha Brichu Karelun Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called them Adam. Dichsiv, the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Vaten Tzoini, you are my flock, Tzon Mar Isi, Adam Atem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Bnei Yisrael Adam. Furthermore, Adam Ki Yakiv Mikem, the Pasuk in Vayikra, which refers to Bnei Yisrael as Adam. Mai Tam HaKarelun Adam. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us Adam? Mishum Dichsiv, Vatem Hadevekim Bashem Eloikechem. Because the pasuk in Vayeshanan says, "Atem adevekim b'shem Elokechem chayim kol chamayim." That's what the Zohar understands to be the ultimate, the essence of being an Adam. Dveikus in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Atem v'lo yishar amin. You, not other nations, cleave to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Uvegin kach Adam atem. And that's why you are called Adam. Atem kurim Adam ve'in akum kurim Adam. You and not the nations are called Adam. Says the author, Hari geder Adam hadvekus b'shem. Clearly the definition that the Zohar is giving to the word Adam is attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, the Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Kivan de Barnash Yisrael is gazel. Once a Jew is nimoil, he has a bris milah, al bivris de godakut shavichu be'Avraham. He enters into the bris the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Avraham. Dichsiv, Vashem Berachas Avraham Bakoil. Hashem blessed Avraham with everything. Bakoil is Bechinas Tzadik. Then, Kivan Dezachal Lekayam HaPikudei Oiraisa. Once the Jew, after his bris milah, once he's zoiche to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah, Al Behai Adam. So he enters this category of Adam, Vizdabek Begufa Demalka, literally attaches to the body of the king, Mizdam El Aboire. He resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator. Uchdein Ikra Adam. That's called Adam. Vezar of Yisrael Ikun Adam. The progeny of Yisrael are called Adam. Tochazi Ksiv Bebe Yishmael. Come and see. By Yishmael it says, Vehuye Pere Adam. Interesting. Pere Adam, Veloy Adam, says the Zohar. Not fully Adam, he's a Pere Adam. Now, Pere Adam, he's got an aspect of Adam, Yishum Diz Gaza, because Yishmael was Soif Nimoil. He has Bris Mila. The Sherus Adam, Havabe. He's got the beginnings of being an Adam, a full Adam. He's got the beginnings through the virtue of Bris Mila. Kivan Diz Gazar, Al Behai Sherus Adi Ika Koel. Once he had the Bris Mila, he enters again into this beginning that's called Koel. Like we said, Hashem Berachas Avraham Bakoel. He enters into that aspect. Hadao De Amar, that's what the Pasuk says, V'yeh Pere Adam Velo Adam. But he's only a Pere Adam, not fully Adam. Yadoi Bakoel, his hand in everything, Yadoi Bakoel Vadai Velo Yotir, but not more than that. Mishum De Lokabil Pikudei Oraisa, because Yishmael never accepted the mitzvois of the Torah. So again, Sherusa Havabe, the beginning is there. It's in an incipient form. Begin this Gaza, because he was Nimol. However, Velo Ishtalim Befikudei Oraisa. It was never concluded by accepting the mitzvois of the Torah. Aval Zara of Yisrael, however, in contrast, the progeny of Israel, the Ishtalimu Bechula, they have the whole package, Bris Milah, with the conclusion of Torah, Ikrun Adam Mamash. They are really called Adam. Dichsiv, Kichelek Hashem Amoi, Hashem's nation is his portion, Yaakov Chevel Nachalasoi. That's in Parshas Yisoi. To paraphrase, Brisi Haschalas Adam. The Zohar is telling us that Bris is the beginning of becoming a full human being. Ki bavris miskadesh kvar haguf. In the bris, already the body is sanctified. Umiskarev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person is really drawing near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Adam Shalem, a full human being. Hu amekayem mitzvois atera. He has to accept the mitzvois. Shebahin mishtalem kol she'uku masa shel Adam. Through which the entire statue is concluded. Davar baru anodim davar Zohar HaKadosh. We learn something very clear from the Zohar. Geder Maus Adam Yidvekus Bashem. That's the first paragraph that we read. The definition, the essence of Adam is the extent to which he is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the first paragraph we read. Ulefi Medregas Yidvekus Shlemus Adam. Corresponding to the level of attachment that he has, that's the perfection that he has. Finally, Hi'ara, a comment. Im nirtze letargem divrei HaZohar HaKadosh lisfas negle. If we wish to translate the words of the Zohar into the level of negle, of revealed Torah. Ne'azer b'Rabbi Akiva Eiger b'mahadurat inyan ha'nedarim na'bit beis amud alef. So we're going to use the comments of Rabbi Akiva Eiger over there. Mahadurat inyan on nedarim la'bit beis. De'is Hashem. The Gemara there says, Gedeila mila. Mila is great. Shilmale mila lo niskeimu shamay va'aretz. If not bris mila, heaven and earth would not endure. Shneema, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, im loy berisi yoimam volayla. If not for my covenant, and al pidrush at least, that's a reference to bris mila, then yoimam volayla. Uflegi de Rabbi Elazar. Deomar Rabbi Elazar gdoila teira. He says, no, Torah is greater than mila. The ilmale teira lo niskeimu shamay va'aretz. If not for Torah, heaven and earth would not endure. Shneemar, im loy berisi yoimam volayla, chukei shamay va'aretz loy samti. The pasuk, if I remember correctly, from Yirmiyahu. So that's a pasuk about Torah. Now, umakshir Rabbi Akiva Eiger, debish lama al teira sheyach lavi pasuk im loy berisi yoimam volayla. When it comes to Torah, I can understand that the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk that speaks about a covenant of day and night, because one learns, or one should learn, one can learn day and night. אך מה שייך להביא פסוק זה על המילה שמצווה סדווקא ביום? תנקמה, how does he bring the very same פסוק, אם לא יבזו יום ולילה, as reference to מילה, which is a mitzvah of the day, ואין הבריסי יום ולילה. it's not a covenant day and night. It's something that is specifically done during the day, the mitzvah of Bris Milah. That's his question. It's what we've been saying all along. Bris Milah is the beginning. These are not two completely separate things. There's something called Bris Milah and something called Limud Torah. Bris Milah is the initiation into Torah. That's what we said about Yishmael. He's got the initiation, he's got the incipient stages, but then he held back. He didn't accept the mitzvahs of the Torah. Bris Milah is the beginning, the initiation into a path of Torah. Ki hamilai beris basar uchisas olas basar. The Milah is a covenant of the flesh. The Torah krisas olas olav. Torah is along the same lines. It's to cut off the, to circumcise the heart, as the psukim say many, many times. So it's the same process. The one is physical, and we actually cut off the foreskin. And the other one is to cut, to circumcise the heart. It's a continuation. So according to Tanakhama, when the pasuk speaks about my covenant day and night, and it's speaking about Bris Milah, that's already hinting to the concept of Torah, which applies day and night. That's the answer of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Nimtza shatirah yamshech shel Milah. Torah is really a continuation of Milah. Milah is the initiation, Torah is a continuation. Vehein, hein diver Zohar. What Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying is what we read in the Zohar a moment ago. Milah yehaschala. Milah is the beginning. Vetirah yashlemus letzuras Adam. Torah is the perfection, the conclusion, the completion of the full stature of a human being. Matkan.